USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says a report that he only paid a few $100 in income taxes in recent years is fake news.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it.
The New York Times reporting that Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and again in 2017 and paid no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years.
That's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done.
Trump says the world will see the truth once an audit of his returns is over, though he can't say when that will be. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute debate to be moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world. One life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains that I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham planning to start hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination in just about 2 weeks. President Trump predicting she'll be confirmed before Election Day. And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said yesterday it is indeed an ambitious schedule.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Suicides among active duty U.S. military on the rise. Army officials report the numbers have jumped by as much as 30% with 114 suicides this year. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale is out of a Florida hospital after barricading himself in his home yesterday and threatening to harm himself. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jews around the world celebrating their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which started last evening and ends this evening. Also known as the Day of Atonement, its central themes are atonement and repentance. California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California. The Glass Fire and the Zog Fire both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched. This year's G20 Economic Summit will be held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. The host nation, Saudi Arabia, announcing today the November event will be held via teleconference. The summit is the annual meeting of political and financial leaders representing the world's largest economies. The Los Angeles Lakers set to take on the Miami Heat in the 2020 NBA Finals beginning Wednesday at the Bubble in Orlando. The Heat winning the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Boston in Game 6 Sunday. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets on Saturday to advance in the West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.